Well, you know, we do a fair amount of work with Make-A-Wish Foundation. It's a cause that we here at WZID believe strongly in. We had the auction of the American Idol shirts with the Verizon Wireless Arena here last month, or 2 months ago now. And a portion of our proceeds from last year's Christmas show live at the Palace was also donated to that fine organization. So when I got this email from David Coffey, it caught my attention. My name is David Coffey. I live in Brookline. My son Jordan passed away last September 9th. After a courageous battle with a brain tumor. He was 14. During this illness, he received outstanding treatment at the Children's Hospital, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute in Boston, and support from the Make-A-Wish Foundation in New Hampshire. We're holding a memorial walk to raise money for Make-A-Wish Foundation September 9th in Brookline. David is on the telephone with me right now. Sorry for your loss, David. And I wonder if you noticed, like I have, that it seems that sick kids sometimes have more courage than the adults in their lives.
His level of courage was incredible. He would take everything that was thrown at him, from different types of treatments or medications or side effects, and just take it and move on. And his desire when he originally had surgery to try to battle the brain tumor, and his goal was to get out of the hospital to be back home with his brother. And he went from supposed to be in the hospital for 10 days and ended up coming out in about 5 days.
David, how did Make-A-Wish help Jordan enjoy some of this time with his family?
Well, our physicians down at Dana-Farber, which just was a wonderful group to work with across the board and at Children's Hospital, had recommended him to the Make-A-Wish Foundation of New Hampshire. And Make-A-Wish contacted us and asked if Jordan had a particular wish that, you know, he would be interested in. And we had, many years before, had gone down to Disney, and his wish was to return to Florida and spend some time at Disney and some of the areas down there.
You received amazing support from your friends and neighbors, didn't you?
Our town, I don't know if it's typical of smaller towns, but our town of Brookline, New Hampshire, was just wonderful. I mean, we've been residents for 12 years. I grew up in Nashua and having known the area, and the residents and our friends and people that we had never met before just were the outpouring of support, from making us a meal, riding down with us to Boston during the middle of the winter for radiation treatment, just to have somebody in the passenger seat while we went down there, taking care of our children when we needed some babysitting, coming during the middle of the night and plowing our driveway in case we needed to get out quickly during the middle of the night if there was a medical problem. And all of these things without being asked, without ever promoting themselves or saying, I'm the one that did it. And the support hasn't stopped. It's continued, and you know, it's just something very special to us.
We're pretty involved with Make-A-Wish Foundation here at WZID, and I know that you're putting together a fundraiser. It's Jordan's Walk for Wishes and Dash for Dreams, 5K walk and run in Brookline on September 9th. Give us a thumbnail of what is going to happen, how people can get involved.
One of our very good friends wanted to memorialize Jordan and his beliefs and his way of helping people, and she suggested that we have a run or a walk. And since that time, it's just continued to grow, and with the support of a great committee and our friends and neighbors have helped us put together a walk that we're holding on September 9th. Registration is going to be starting at 2 p.m. We're going to have opening ceremonies at 3:30, and we're going to be having a 5K run followed by a 5K walk through the town of Brookline. At the end of the walk, we're going to have entertainment. We're going to have clowns, balloon animals, food, and fun, and just really celebrate the spirit and the life that Jordan always showed us.
David Coffey, thanks for telling us about Jordan's Walk for Wishes and Dash for Dreams. Jordanswalk.com for the information, September 9th in Brookline. Thank you, David.
Thank you.